Hi, my name is Emily Chadbourne, and welcome to Unashamedly Human, the podcast, where we explore how we can better understand our thoughts, feelings, and actions, change our results, and feel less alone as we navigate that crazy thing called life. This show is sponsored by absolutely bloody nobody because, well, no one is willing to pay me for this shit yet. But I am a huge believer in supporting other small businesses that I love and fellow entrepreneurs who, like me, are trying to make the world a better place. So if you hear me recommend or promote other coaches, products or services, please know that it's not an ad. I just want to share the love. Also, though, if you did want to sponsor me, I would completely be okay with that. So you could email me at info@emilychadbourne.com. Do Chanel sponsor podcasts?
Hello and welcome to Unashamedly Human, the podcast. This is episode 20. No, it's not. It's not. No, nah. What? La 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 la. Hello and welcome to Unashamedly Human, the podcast. This is episode 31 and my name is Emily Chadbourne, and this particular episode was recorded live as a little life lesson video into my free Facebook group, That Crazy Thing Called Life. So if you hear me talking to people or responding to questions, then all good. I haven't gone crazy. I am just having live interaction over in that free Facebook group. And if you'd like to join that community and you haven't already, head to the show notes. The link will be the... I am on fire. On fire. All right, let's just get on with it. Hello, That Crazy Thing Called Life. Emily here, wearing this ridiculous headband again. I don't know if I'm pulling it off as a look. I suspect not, but I'll probably persevere with it anyway until somebody actually stops me and says, take that ridiculous thing off your head. You are 38 years old and not four. So I am here today to talk about my favorite topic of conversation, tight butt. I'm going to get straight on in and talk about something that happened to me yesterday. The reason I'm sharing this with you isn't to brag. It is not to in any way, shape or form suggest that if you're a public speaker that you follow this particular strategy that I followed yesterday. The demonstration that I hope to show is about the mindset or the thought process that I followed in order to take a tight butt moment so that I could grow and so that I could stretch myself as a practitioner, as a public speaker, as a human being. And that context under which I'm going to talk is irrelevant. The framework and the mindset strategy is what is relevant. So firstly, let me tell you what a tight butt moment is for those of you who have not been playing along at home. A tight butt moment is that moment when you are about to reach the edge of your comfort zone. In coaching, we call this optimal anxiety, but I'm a huge believer that how we language our world will have a direct impact in how we feel about our world, and I do not want to feel anxious, thank you very much. So I don't call it optimal anxiety, I call it a tight butt moment. It's that feeling that you get in your stomach when you're about to do something you've never done before, behave in a way you've never behaved before, put yourself up for possible rejection, move with a confidence that you don't know if you've got yet. And you get that feeling in your stomach like, oh, I might shit myself. And you have to clench your butt cheeks together to make sure that that doesn't happen. So I call that a tight butt moment because who doesn't want a tight butt, right? We want to move towards these tight butt moments because that is where evolution and growth happens. All the shit that you are looking for in your life, better health, more money, more connected relationships, better relationship with yourself, that is all on the other side of tight butt, on the other side of what is currently your comfort zone. So the way this played out was yesterday morning, I woke up and I was in meditation. And I had this crazy thought while I was in meditation, which related to a speaking engagement that I had yesterday night. So I was speaking for an event that was put on by an organization called One Woman, and the event was called Fearless Women. And I was one of five speakers, and I was asked to speak for 20 minutes. And I chose a topic about why you should put down the pursuit of happiness. Now, this is a topic that I have delivered in keynote form, so anything from an hour to 90 minutes, on multiple occasions. I've delivered this speech so many times, I could probably do it in my sleep now. And so I put together a slide deck for a 20-minute condensed version of this speech. And I submitted that slide deck before Christmas, and it's now March. And I didn't really think about it again until yesterday morning. I was so confident and so safe and so secure in the delivery of something that I had delivered hundreds of times before that I didn't even really think about it until I woke up yesterday morning. And then when I was in meditation, I kind of had this thought, and the thought was, is the speech that I'm going to give tonight in line with A, the room, and B, who I am right now, not just as a mindset coach or a public speaker, but as a fucking human being, man. Like, is this how I roll? Do I do the easy things? Do I choose the safe options? And who am I to stand in front of a room full of women, of 100 plus women? They have committed their time, they've committed their money and their energy to sit in a room and hear me and four other women speak about being fearless, and I'm going to stand there and take the easy option. And I had this download, this thought, this image in my mind of me standing on stage and just saying, hey, you know what? This slide deck is now completely redundant because I can't stand here and talk to you about the easy thing. I have to stand here and demonstrate to you what courageousness is, because I don't believe that we should live without fear. I don't think we should strive for fearless. I just think we should constantly be asking ourselves to be courageous, because that is where change happens. That is where you see relationships healed. That is where you see finances increase. That is where you see better health. That's where you see more compassion, more kindness. It's so much easier to operate from fear than it is from love. In a lot of cases, it feels safer to operate from fear than it does from love. But to be courageous, to be open, to be willing to look at life a different way and to challenge yourself and to grow and to learn and to develop and to fuck it up on the way to success, that's courageous. And I promised myself a couple of years ago that I would always be the living demonstration of what I teach my clients. So I have this download, right, in meditation. That's the first thing that happened. Woke up yesterday morning, I had this little download. What if, instead of doing the safe thing, I did the scary thing? I did the courageous thing. And the second thing that happened is immediately, I had a move away response. Oh, don't do that. And I call this a tight butt moment, right? I'm at the edge of my comfort zone. And I'm about to ask myself to be a different version of myself. I'm going to put myself in the line of rejection. I'm going to put myself in the line of failure. I don't know what the outcome is going to be. Now I feel, oh, this feels gross and weird. So immediately, my protection mechanism, my ego, in a split second, gives me all the reasons not to do it. Now here's the thing about fear. It doesn't always come to you in a massive adrenaline, cortisol-soaked rush. A lot of the time, fear is really fucking apathetic. It's very sly. It's that quiet voice in the back of your brain that says, but you don't need to move out of your comfort zone today. You've worked really hard to have this level of confidence. Next week, you should think about challenging yourself. You've had a really busy couple of weeks, Em. Why don't you just allow yourself to relax and deliver the thing that you know so well and so confidently? Other people are expecting you to turn up and be polished and perfect. So take the safe option. That was the thought in my head. It wasn't even like a, oh my God, I can't do that. It was more sly than that. It was more gentle than that. But it was still the voice of fear, or my egoic voice, trying to keep me playing small and trying to keep me playing safe. But it was a very attractive voice to listen to. Yeah, I could, yeah, you're right. You know what? I have had a big couple of weeks, haven't I? I do deserve to bask in my hard work. It is okay that I just, for today, do the safe and easy thing. It's a very persuasive voice, my voice of fear. So that's the second thing that happened to me. So then what happened was, finished my meditation, got up, took the dog for a walk, carried on with my day, and then I went for a run. Now, I don't run for my physical health. That's just a little Brucey bonus on the side. I don't run for my physical fitness. I run for my mental health. It's like a moving meditation for me. It's a prime time for me to sit in visualization, to connect to the version of me that I want to be. When writing my book feels hard, I go for a run so that I can see myself at my book signing. I can see myself meeting Oprah. I've done my TED talk 50,000 times in my head. I've met the love of my life in my head. I've moved into my dream house in my head. All of this happens to me when I'm running. And it's very useful for me to clear my head. And quite often I problem solve. I always run by the ocean because the ocean reminds me that I am a mere drop, a pinprick, if you like, in this universe. And most of the time, the problems that I have that I perceive as huge are completely, totally and utterly fucking irrelevant. It's really, really healthy for me in that way. So I went for this run yesterday afternoon and the thought came back to me. But this time it wasn't just a thought. It wasn't just an idea that I could easily dismiss. This time I had like an emotional resonance with it because I could see myself standing up there and being the living demonstration of what courageousness was. I could feel how proud of myself I would be for taking the chance. I could see how staying the same will harvest the same results. I could feel how the audience would be moved by witnessing somebody, whether she fucked it up or whether she fucking nailed it. I could see that the audience would be able to resonate hardcore with the version of me that stands up there in her courageousness, even though she's shaking like a leaf, even though her butt cheeks are clenched so tight and she still thinks she might be shitting herself in public. I could see that version of me. I could feel her. I could hear her. All of a sudden, I began to get a real sort of like audio in my ears about what I would say, how I would present, what I might talk about, how I would fuck it up, and how I would own that fuck up so that I could give women in the audience the permission to go forth and fuck up. Because what I know to be true is that if you're not willing to fuck up, you'll never succeed. And then I began to feel quite excited about this idea. Still a tight butt moment. But a tight butt moment can also be exciting as well as nervous, right? It's the same physical feeling. Nervousness sits in your stomach and excitement sits in your chest. My mum always used to say that to me. Bring the feeling up, Em. Bring the feeling up. And what she meant was, while that feeling sits in your stomach, you will feel nervous. Imagine that feeling moving up your body until it sits in your chest, and then all of a sudden it's like a million butterflies and it suddenly feels exciting. Same physical, visceral feeling. Move it from your stomach to your chest, it stops being nervousness and it becomes excitement. And so now I'm beginning to feel quite excited about this idea of just like ditching my safe 20-minute keynote and standing up there and saying to these women, I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but fuck, let's just have an open conversation about what fear is and about what courageousness is. Then my integrity kicked in at the same time as those fear voices came back. So now I've got two very opposing voices going on in my head. All of this is happening while I'm on a run, by the way. Now I've got a voice in my head that is like, oh, but remember, we talked about this morning, Em, and we decided that it's best that you stay safe. We decided that you can take this risk another time. We decided that you deserve to have ease in your business right now. We've already had this conversation, Em. Why are we having it again? Put it down. But now I've got another voice in my head, and this is when life gets a bit crunchy. This is when we find ourselves in indecision. This is when it begins to feel like, oh, I feel like I should do that thing, but I can also justify not doing it. Because my next voice was the voice of integrity. Can you stand on stage and feel pleased with delivering a performance that you know isn't going to serve as well as getting up on stage and fucking it up? Will you feel good at the end of it? Or will you come home and be slightly disappointed in yourself? Even if you deliver a 20-minute speech that is polished and on point and funny in the right places and pauses in the right places and so beautifully executed, even if you go forth and deliver that now, will you be proud of who you are when you come home? Will you have lived in your integrity today? And the answer to that was no. And so now I've got this like weird vibrational frequency where there is quite literally a devil on one shoulder and an angel on the other shoulder. And I don't even know which is the devil and which is the angel, but I've got these two voices. And one is going, Em, put it down. You're allowed to relax a little bit. You've worked really hard for this. Do it another time. And then the other voice, which is like, but if you don't take this risk, I don't think you're going to sleep as well tonight. I don't think you're going to love yourself as much tonight. And so this voice of integrity was the one that I had to choose to listen to, because I am always, always going to choose the thing that makes me love myself the most, even though it's the scarier option a lot of the time, even though it doesn't always make logical sense, even though it might cause judgment from other people, even though it's a massive tight butt thing to do. You have to rock up and do the things that nobody else sees and nobody else cares about, but that will day by day build love, respect, and integrity with yourself. They're not the massive big things that you share on social media. They're not the hey, look at me things. They're the small, quiet things that no one else cares whether you do or do not do them. And so I had to choose to listen to my voice of integrity, because now I had conscious awareness of the voice of integrity. Before that run, I didn't have the conscious awareness of my integrity. I just had the thought, and then I had the fear voices. And so it was really easy to go with the fear voices. But the moment that voice of integrity joined my head consciously, now I can't not hear it. Now I can't pretend like I didn't have the thought of, oh, the integral part of me knows that I have to be brave. I have to be the living demonstration of my message, or I won't sleep as well tonight. So the fifth thing that then happened was I rock up at this event and I turn around to Michelle, who does my live events with me. She runs retreats with me. She's the person who makes sure that everyone gets there, everyone gets fed, everyone has beautiful, wonderful five-star accommodation. And she is a very integral part of the Emily Chadbourne brand. And I turned around to her and I said, so I've got this crazy idea. And immediately she turned around to me and she was like, the reason I work with you, Emily, is because you have crazy ideas and you execute them. I would not work for you if you didn't. And so, or with you, she doesn't work for me, she works with me. So that was kind of like the external validation that I needed, really. So I got up on stage and I flicked through the slides and I got to the end and I was like, all right, I didn't even like, I literally just like, got to the last slide. And I just sort of said, okay, ladies, I'm here talking at a Fearless Women event. So I'm not going to take the easy option and I'm not going to do the planned talk that I had for you. I am going to take the courageous option and I'm going to do this unscripted and I don't know what's about to come out of my mouth, but are you with me? And they were all with me. And it was awesome. It was scary. I was shaking like a leaf. My stomach was churning. There was definitely a voice inside my head that was like, what the fuck are you doing, Chadbourne? But I just kept coming back to this idea and this thought, which was, I back myself that if I am coming from love and I'm coming from a place of living my values and demonstrating what it is that I preach and what I teach, then even if this doesn't land exactly as I wanted it to, it can't go wrong. So I executed and then I walked off stage after my 20 minutes. I think I went over by like 90 seconds. And everyone was up on their feet and cheering and laughing and clapping, and it was high energy. I'm a very high energy presenter, as you can imagine, or facilitator. If ever you've been to one of my workshops or live events, you'll have seen that yourself. I walked off stage and we went straight into a break. And oh no, we didn't. Sorry, there was another speaker on after me. And Michelle and I went to the back of the room, went to the water station, and I was drinking some water. And Michelle was like, that was awesome. And the first thought in my head was, she's just saying that because she's my friend and it's her job to big me up and to make me feel confident and to reassure me. So, you know, I'll disregard Michelle's feedback to me because she's probably lying. Then the second speaker starts, right? And this woman gets up and goes to leave. Now, I thought she was leaving the whole event. My first thought was, oh my God, that was so shit that somebody has in the audience has gotten up and has left the building. I fucked it. And as I turned to say to Michelle, oh my God, well, that woman clearly didn't enjoy it. The woman walked past me, doubled back, took hold of my hand and said, that was brilliant. I just need to go to the bathroom. And in that moment, I just had to laugh to myself. Like, my habitual paradigm of not being worthy, even though I take the action to back myself, my first thought when I feed back to myself is always one of, that wasn't good enough, people don't like you, you don't know what you're doing, you fuck that up, Chad Bourne. Like, even now, years and years and years of doing this work, my first thought is always, that wasn't good enough. Then we went to a networking break, and all of these, we all had these tables and set up, and all these people came to my table, and there were women who wanted selfies with me and who were thanking me, and it was so awesome. But there was still that voice inside my head that was like, who's paid these women to say these nice things to you? And I share this with you because I think it's really important that you know that I am not achieving the level of success that I am achieving by not having fear or not having self-doubt. You can't wait for fear or self-doubt to go away. It never fucking does. You just have to rock up and do the courageous thing anyway. You have to take the tight butt moment anyway. And you have to learn to not control the first thought. I can't control my first thought. My first thought is normally a negative one. It's normally a victimhood one. It's normally one where I get to remind myself that I'm a worthless piece of shit. But my second thought is always in my control. That's how I live my life at the moment, which is horrendous thought about my own ability. And then I correct that with a second thought. And I think I see a lot of women, especially, who look at people who are a living demonstration of how they want to live in some way, shape or form. They've got the health they want. They've got the finances they want. They've got the lifestyle they want. They've got the connection they want. They've got the relationship with themselves that they want. And they think, well, that person must have like fully blown self-esteem, never feel fear, be so confident in themselves. That's not true. And if you're thinking like that, you are using that as an excuse to hold you back from doing what you know that you need to do in order to go forth and make your dreams happen for yourself. So I just wanted to highlight that to you. That's how yesterday went down for me. And when I got home last night, I sat in real gratitude to myself. It was really hard, I'm going to be really honest. It was a challenge for me not to go through the 20 minutes of speaking that I did and pull real holes in it. I had to consciously say to myself, do you know what? The feedback that you're going to give yourself tonight is, you did the courageous thing, and for that you're a fucking legend. And that's the only feedback I allowed myself to give myself last night. This morning, I've chosen one thing and one thing only, that I have sort of critiqued myself on. Or a better way to say that is to say, next time, if I was to do that, I would do it this way slightly differently. But I'm only going to choose one thing. I'm not going to go and reenact the whole thing in my head and pull it apart, because there's no point. That just breeds more fear inside me. So I'm being very kind and compassionate in the feedback that I'm giving myself constructively about what I spoke about last night, how I spoke about it, the stories I chose, and also, you know, kind of high-fiving myself that I did it all off the cuff. There is just one thing I want to say on that, which is I know my content like a fucking boss. I did not go up there and talk about something that I don't feel 100% educated and learned on. I went up there and I talked about something that I talk about with my clients all the time. I ran a webinar on fear and the difference between fear and danger, and how we can develop strategies to take action despite fear. Like, I have whole fucking modules on the stuff that I share with my clients. So, you know, never, ever, ever would I suggest that you go into a keynote or a public speaking engagement and, you know, throw everything out the window unless you are 100% sure that what you are going to speak about, you know enough about that you will be able to style it through, that you have built the skill set to be able to read a room so that you know how to keep that room engaged, and that you are not going to piss off the organizer. So I didn't go in there. I wasn't disrespectful to the organizer. I was like, by the way, I'm just changing my sides. I just went up there and it was so in line with the event. I don't suggest that everyone starts just going rogue. It was definitely in line with the event. It was in line with the value set of the organizer and the organization. So I just want to run through that framework with you again. And I'm going to overlay the five-step process to manifestation that I'm going to be talking about in the free course that starts in this group on Monday the 9th of March. So if you're listening on the podcast after this time, you may very well have missed it. But I will also be detailing this in a live event on Saturday, the 14th of March here in Melbourne. I'm going to put all the links for that in the comments box below. Again, if you're listening on the podcast, just ignore that bit because it won't make any sense to you. Okay, so the framework is I get the download, right? Wake up yesterday morning and I got the download. That's what we call inspiration or an idea or an image or just like one of those, like, oh my God, what if I did this? And it's like that split second before the fear comes in, before the excuses come in, before the procrastination comes in, before all the reasons not to drop in. That one moment when you're like, ah, inspired idea. Right? That's the download is what we call that in the world. So to put the framework of manifestation around that, that is what we call an intention. I have an intention. I'm putting out to the universe, I'm going to do this thing. I've had this idea. The egoic voice jumps in and gives me all the reasons not to. If you've got a big enough vision, if you've got a big enough why, if you've got like a really like awesome fucking idea, I'm going to write a book. I'm going to travel the world. I'm going to leave my shit job. Wouldn't it be amazing if I invented X, Y, or Z? How about I do this thing? How about I contribute in this way? Likelihood is you're not going to know the steps to execute it. You shouldn't know the how. I say this to my Next Level Results clients all the time when they set massive goals for themselves. So Next Level Results is all about women who have these big, massive, fucking scary goals. And they have these ideas and then they go, yeah, but I don't know how I'm going to do that, so I won't. And I'm like, if the goal is worthy, you shouldn't know how to make it happen. You should just be so excited about the execution of it that you are willing to find out how to execute. But I don't know anyone who has had a worthy goal that they've worked towards and they've known all the steps of how to get there. I don't know anyone, which is why we have these egoic voices. Well, I can't see the clear strategy. I don't know exactly how it's going to play out. This looks too hard. We'll do it tomorrow. Somebody else has probably already done it. You're not worthy of that. Don't be ridiculous. You're not clever enough to do that. You're not attractive enough to do that. You're not thin enough to do that. You're not clever enough to do that. You're not funny enough to do that. Somebody else has already done it better than you. Whatever it might be, it's almost like if you hear those voices in your head, you're probably onto something. If there's a bit of you that wants to stay safe, it's because it knows that if you change, if you grow, if you evolve, your entire world could change. That freaks your ego out. Your ego doesn't care about you being happy. Your ego wants you to be safe. And safe and the same are, I don't know where the rest of that sentence is going. Pretend that that sentence never fucking happened. Okay, so that's the first thing. My intention is set. I have this download from the universe. What if? What if instead of doing this, I did this? The second thing, the thought returned for me, right? So now, not only did the thought come back, not only did the download come back, but this time it had like a physical vibrational frequency attached to it. I could feel how exciting it could be to stand on stage and be the living demonstration of courageousness for these women. And so that, in terms of the step two of manifestation process, is what we call alignment. And I don't have time to go into that in this particular video, but I'll go deep, deep, deep into that, especially at the live workshop event, the Manifesting Masterclass on the 14th of March, because the moment that you learn how to match your physical vibrational frequency through thought, through visualization, and through the control of your emotion, that is when stuff kind of like happens by magic. People, circumstances, experiences, and opportunities just kind of suddenly like happen to be in your pathway, and it all feels like this jigsaw puzzle that's coming together, and it's fucking awesome when it happens. Then what happened was I took massive fucking action, and that is step three of the manifestation process. You know, you can have these thoughts, you can have these intentions, you can write out your journal, you can write out your goals every morning, you can sit in deep gratitude, you can align yourself vibrationally to your dream or to your goal or the envisaged life you have for yourself. But if you're not taking massive fucking action, nothing's going to change. So the action that I took, despite the fear, despite the tight butt, despite the feeling in my stomach, like I'm going to shit myself, is I rocked up there and I actually executed. I then had to release the thoughts around the feedback that came to me. Because what I could have done yesterday, had the intention, put myself in the physical vibrational alignment of it, gone up there and taken the action and executed, come off stage and berated myself so hardcore that I never did it again. That it became an example of me not doing good enough instead of me standing in my truth and my integrity. And that is a choice. That is a mindset choice. And so I had to, when I began to see negative feedback, when I began to see people walking out the room and assume that that's because they hated me, as opposed to maybe their bladder's full, which was the reality, I had to start releasing the negative thoughts. I had to start saying, hey, thanks, negative thought, but I'm not going to believe you today. I'm not going to hang out with you today. I'm not going to follow that thread of that thought. I'm not going to create a story that becomes my truth or becomes my reality. I'm going to hear you and I'm going to thank you and I'm going to put you down. I'm going to stop you in your tracks. I'm going to silence you. And I'm going to allow myself to stand in the evidence that is coming towards me, which if I wanted to, I could delete. If I wanted to, I could ignore. If I wanted to, I could repel. But instead, I'm going to stand here. I'm going to be present. And I'm going to allow that positive feedback to come to me, even though I know I didn't do the perfect job, even though there were holes in my performance, even though I would do it differently next time. I'm going to stand here and I'm going to release the unworthiness that I feel. And I'm going to allow myself to surrender into the positive feedback. And the fifth step of the manifestation process is surrender. But I mean, that's a completely different level of conversation that gets quite spiritual and quite profound. And there's a whole world of other stuff that goes along with that, which I teach my clients through my Unashamedly Human course, but especially through my Next Level Results mentorship. So that's what I had to share with you today. I trust that it has been useful. I hope that you can see that framework and ignore the context of it being about public speaking, because I know most of you are not public speakers, even if you are in business yourself. But take the framework, take the step-by-step framework. Have the thought, you have the download, you have the intention. You put yourself in vibrational alignment of that. You begin to silence the egoic voices and start tapping into your integrity and the version of you that it is that you want to be. Then you take massive fucking action. What type of action? Massive fucking action. Push yourself to do those tight butt moment things, because what you want, who you want to be, what you want to manifest is on the other side of those tight butt moments. And if you allow your egoic voices of fear and apathy and can't be bothered and I'm not good enough anyway, if you let them win, they'll fucking win, man. It will show in your results. I highly, highly encourage you to release anything that is not serving you around the stories that you are creating around what it is that you are doing. Judgment from other people, expecting the worst feedback, telling yourself that you're not worthy, berating yourself for your performance. And then, like I said, the surrender element of that goes really, really deep. And that's probably a different type of level of conversation. But I trust that that has been useful. Go forth, take those tight butt moments. Let me know what tight butt moments you are taking. Let me know what tight butt moments you've taken in the past that have really worked out well for you. Maybe they haven't worked out the way that you thought they were going to work out, but they have worked out better in a kind of like accidental way. All right, lovely people. Thank you very, very, very much for joining me. You're an absolute bunch of fucking legends. Keep being wonderful. Thank you very much for watching. If you've loved this video, add your mates to the group. Tag them in this video. If you're loving this on the podcast, please share it. I very, very, very much appreciate your support. And I really appreciate you helping to get the word of the Emily Chadbourn ethos out there, which is be courageous, take tight butt moments, live in your truth and contribute to the world around you. And together we can make global change. So thank you very much for listening. Rate, review on iTunes. Use the hashtag #UnashamedlyHuman. And I'll catch you all soon.
If you're anything like me, your first thought in the morning is often one of, oh, holy fuck. We wake up instantly feeling like we're in lack. Not enough sleep, not enough time, not enough. We scroll through social media and feel, not enough. We think about our day ahead and feel underprepared, uninspired, or overwhelmed. What if we're not enough? Before we're even out of bed, our mind is telling us all sorts of crazy stories, and these stories set the precedent for our day and have a huge effect on our results. Imagine if you could start your day with a different thought? Imagine waking up to a daily reminder of the greatness that lies within you. Imagine having your own personal and funny cheerleader inspiring you every single day. Imagine your first waking thought being one of abundance and purpose. Well, imagine no longer, my friend, because now you can wake up with M. Wake Up with M is a text message service for women who are ready to wake up to their power, purpose, and passion. A daily motivational message from me personally to get you smiling into your day and vibing high from the moment you wake up, and all for less than the price of a couple of lattes a month. And even better, you get the first month completely for free. Because, well, you know, you might actually find it really annoying to have a daily reminder that you're amazing and capable and awesome. Head to emilychabourne.com/wakeup or check out the link in the show notes below.